Morning, everybody. It's good to see you in this place. Let us pray before we start to hear the message of God. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful morning. You lead us come to your house, gather together with brothers and sisters, and we want to know you more, and we want to hear your voice, your message, your guidance in our life. Let's speak to us, and Holy Spirit, come and lead us in the full fullness of your joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. How many of you grow as a Christian from children? Yeah. From children. If I ask you, what kind of animal that we can find in the Bible, the most, the highest, I mean, if we read the Bible, then we can find a lot of the most highest animal in the Bible. And sheep? Eagle, the highest one. Okay. And then if we see the Bible, there are a lot of illustrations that God used from animal. For example, sheep. Many Christians know about sheep, but not much people talk about fish. Yeah. But we as a Sunday school student, we mention a lot of about fish. From Old Testament, we know that Jonah lived in fish stomach for 3 days. And then if we see from New Testament, we can see that Jesus, when teach and then show something to his disciple, he used a lot of illustration from fish. For example, Luke chapter 5, we can see that the first calling of disciple after Peter and friend caught a lot of fish. And then after that, Jesus said, now follow me, leave everything. And then second story, 5 bread, 2 fish. The third story, when Jesus remind disciple calling, Jesus also use fish. When disciples see it, they don't have any hope, and then Jesus asks them go and then catch the fish. And then after that, Jesus prepare grilled fish, and then they remember what should they do. Fourth story, when Peter talk about tax and then they don't have money, and then Jesus asks Peter to go and fish a fish, and then after that they get some coin. After that, Peter pay the tax. So fish is I say the second rank of animal in the Bible. If the first rank is the sheep, and then second is fish. And very interesting, if we know that the word of fish in Greek language, the word of Greek, the word of fish in Greek language is called ichthus. Ichthus. So, in the first century of Christian, they do not dare to show up themselves as a Christian. Not like today, I can see you. You are a Christian if you use cross here. But the first century Christian, they don't have cross in this part. They just use a fish as a symbol. Why? Because the word of ichthus, if we know about this word, ichthus, I C H T H U S. I mean Yesu. C mean Christos. And then T mean Theos. U mean Huios. And then S means Soter. If we translate this all word, then the meaning of this word is Jesus Christ, Son of God, our salvation. So, they just put the symbol of fish. When I put the symbol of fish, that means I'm a Christian. Yeah. So, three things. Number one, in Old Testament, we can see that Jonah in fish stomach. Second, Jesus used a lot of word, a lot of illustration regarding the fish. And then number three, first century Christian, they use fish as their symbol to show their faith. So, beside that, I still remember Pastor Sophia shared the message last week. She said that God teach us a lot of wisdom using many animals. So this morning, I want to continue to share some wisdom that God showed to us from fish. Okay? You get it? Now, we see this film first.
It's fall in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, and the rivers are choked with sand. Thousands of these fish are returning to lay eggs in the place they were born. Salmon get their start in these rivers. The cold, clean, and well-oxygenated water is vital to their initial survival. But soon after they're born, they leave this fresh water for a life in the sea. Unlike most freshwater fish, salmon move freely between the two environments. A salmon's brain sends hormones to its body so it can adjust to changes in salt content. The fish spend as many as 8 years swimming in the sea, then head back to fresh water to lay their eggs. Most return to the exact stream where they were born. Scientists think they rely on the Earth's magnetic field to guide them in the ocean. Then their sharp sense of smell directs them to the right stream. It's a treacherous, often uphill journey, but these salmon are built to take it. They navigate around tricky obstacles, jump through waterfalls, and log hundreds of miles on their way. If that weren't enough, they also have to dodge dozens of predators in search of a good meal. Traveling against the river's current can be exhausting, but a calm pool behind the rocks provides a good place to rest. Near the end of the trip, salmon stop eating and their skin turns red. The pigment that colors their flesh moves into their skin as they use up stored fat. Finally, they reach a shallow location ideal for laying eggs. The females dig a nest in the gravel while the males guard against predators. A female salmon can lay more than 3,000 eggs at a time. The males protect the eggs until the females die. This journey marks the end of a salmon's life. Worn out and starving, both males and females die soon after spawning. As their bodies decompose, they provide nutrients for the next generation. After about 4 months, the salmon eggs hatch. The young fish spend several months in the river before heading to the sea. This amazing cycle begins all over again.
Okay. I believe all of us like salmon fish. Yeah. Okay. And then if Old Testament tell us that God using a fish to save Jonah, in the New Testament that we can see that Jesus teach a lot of story from the fish, and then first century Christian, they use fish as their faith symbol. And then today I want to tell some lesson that we can learn from this fish. First of number one, salmon fish, or I can say fish, they live in salt water. Salt water. But the fish is not salt. I repeat again. The fish live in salt water, but the fish is not salt. That's why when we eat sushi or sashimi, we need to put salty sauce like that, and then the taste will yummy like that. Yeah, we need some salt. The fish live in salted water, but the fish is not salt. Very interesting. This the first lesson I want to teach you, that we also live in the world, but most of us same with the world. We should remember, like the fish. The fish live in salted water, but the fish is not salt. The fish becomes salt when the fish dies. That's we call in Hong Kong ham yi, salted fish. If the fish is not died, cannot become ham yi, cannot become salted fish. Brothers and sisters, Paul mentioned this message to us. Let's open Romans chapter 12. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. The word transform, that means we already changed. We are in the world, but not same with the world. We already transformed to the life, the Jesus lifestyle. Many Christians, they just put their spiritual life in the church. After they leave the church, they leave their spiritual life, and then they become the same with the world. But Paul said, we already transformed. The word transform means change, totally change. If we know that the story of butterfly, we can understand this word. Because before before we see the caterpillar, before we see butterfly, then we can see butterfly came from caterpillar. And then after caterpillar grow big, and then caterpillar stop eating, and then after that small butterfly came from this caterpillar, this process. So many people, they hate caterpillar, especially women. I say, hey, I don't like it. But I believe most of us love to see butterfly. Yeah. Now we are not caterpillar. We are a butterfly. Butterfly of God who fly around the world to tell who is God. So we need to learn from this lesson. We live in the world, but we are not same with the world. That's why Jesus tell us that you are a salt world. You are the light of the world. This is our identity. Don't change your identity because of the world. But you need to show your identity among the world. Last month, I came to visit one of my friends in Hong Kong. Her father just passed away, so I attend funeral service. When I attend funeral service, I saw many people. For example, this is the picture of the person who died. Many people come and bow down like this. And I say, why should I bow down in this picture? Huh? They said, we give respect. We only give respect to God. I came here to give encourage for the family. And then I just go straightly and I seek end. God bless you. Be patient like that. And then after that, I tell the family, I do not do like this because this is not a Christian style. I am different. I am a Christian. I am a pastor. I should tell you what is right. I will tell you what is wrong. Because I teach this attitude to my congregation in Indonesia. In Indonesia, I serve Chinese people. Then I say, we are not doing like this. We do not pray for dead people. We pray for the family. Because our prayer is not influence the position of the dead people in front of God. All because of their faith. This simple one. Simple story. And another story, sometime when unbeliever invite us for lunch or for dinner, usually we say thanks before we eat. Because so many unbeliever, okay, what should I do? If I like this, or like this. Or before I go, I said, Lord Jesus, in 1 hour, someone invite me for dinner, so I pray for all the food first. Or after I ate dinner and I go home, thank you God for good food. But you dare not to pray in front of world people. My uncle and my auntie, they are not believer. Every time I visit them, when I join dinner with them, I said, let us pray. Let's say thanks to God. Even they like, I don't care. Just I say, let us pray. So, small example, brothers and sisters. We are different. Of course we are different. Not only because we bring Bible. We are different in lifestyle. In lifestyle. Even the way you use your clothes, show your faith. Sometimes we need to compare with Muslim people, especially women. They wearing very close shirt up and down, even in summer. But many Christian people, women, they open. I don't like it. I tell to Phoebe's sister, I'm sorry. I'm a man. I'm still young. If you like that, but please consider that your pastor's still young. Don't do that. We are different. We are different. And we learn from Solomon. Live in salted water, but inside still fresh and not taste salt. That's the first lesson. Second lesson. In Hong Kong, I never see fish farming. But in Indonesia, I can see many places fish farming. When the engineering make fish farming, they make the farming, the water in the farming overflow. Sometimes they make like waterfall, so that the water flow very fast. And why they make like this? Because when they make the water flow very fast, then the fish swim very fast, very fast. When the fish swim very fast, then they need to eat a lot. And then in few months, small fish become big fish. Yeah. The fish that swim the same flow with the water is dead fish. So the fish also swim different way with the water. So because different way, then the fish easy to grow up. I learned from this experience. I can see that God give us a lot of challenge. And then this challenge make us strong so that we can cover another challenge in our life. Let's see from Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, 45. Mark chapter 6, 45 to 52. This pericope talk about Jesus walk on the water. Yeah. I can tell you that in order to see big miracle from Jesus, the disciple need to go in the midst of the sea. And then after they go to in the midst of the sea, then they need to feel big storm, like Typhoon Usagi maybe. Yeah. And then they need to face this all thing. After they face this all thing, and then Jesus come in the midst of them. They feel, they see, and then they get the miracle of Christ. Brothers and sisters, challenge come in our life because of our faith. God allow this this test to us in order to see His miracle in our life. So don't afraid with challenge. If the challenge come because of God, that means God wants you to get in another step in your life. Number three. Learn from Solomon. Life for one purpose. Solomon from salted water swim to plain water, even a lot of challenge, but Solomon still swim, and then after swim put it eggs, and then after that die for one purpose. What is your purpose in your life? Many people, they don't know what is their purpose. But we as a Christian has purpose from God. You live not by your own, but you live because of God. That's why we need to put our life to God. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I have fought in the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is a layup for me, the crown of righteousness. Brothers and sisters, come to the church is good. Join house church is good. Do some ministry better than that. But still don't forget, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? I always ask God, do I do your purpose or I do my purpose? If I do my purpose, no credit. If I do your purpose, then I get another credit from you. Hong Kong is a busy city. Sometimes busyness makes us forget our purpose. We just do daily activity. And then one day, 24 hours, we do not do for God. We just do our job. We just do ABC. We forget. You can ask me, Pastor Slamet, if I do God's purpose, how can I live in this world? I need money. And I said, your job is your calling. You can do God's purpose through your job. For example, when you get the money, you need to put your money to God's purpose. You can give good example to your college. You can show Christ. That is all purpose. I love to see SP Youth. They join outreach ministry, homeless ministry. Last night, for the second time, my daughter joined. And then my daughter is so exciting. Papa, I heard that small sister call me Sam Cheche. I love to visit. Then I say, you learn something that you have purpose. Your purpose is to bring God's blessing for other people. Brothers and sisters, we see from salmon fish. Never die before put the egg. Even after die, still body lay down and then become a food for another generation. That means salmon really prepare next generation. We as a Christian need to have this kind of thinking. If we have this kind of thinking, I believe church can grow, many people be blessed, and the glory of God come into the earth. Okay, let's see again this film. One more time, one, because some people come late. Yeah. And then try to connect the film with the message. I'm sorry if the message is not too clear. You make your own understanding through this film. Thank you. And then after that, Jeff can lead us in worship.
Thousands of these fish are returning to lay eggs in the place they were born. Salmon get their start in these rivers. The cold, clean, and well-oxygenated water is vital to their initial survival. But soon after they're born, they leave this fresh water for a life in the sea. Unlike most freshwater fish, salmon move freely between the two environments. A salmon's brain sends hormones to its body so it can adjust to changes in salt content. The fish spend as many as 8 years swimming in the sea, then head back to fresh water to lay their eggs. Most return to the exact stream where they were born. Scientists think they rely on the Earth's magnetic field to guide them in the ocean. Then their sharp sense of smell directs them to the right stream. It's a treacherous, often uphill journey, but these salmon are built to take it. They navigate around tricky obstacles, jump through waterfalls, and log hundreds of miles on their way. If that weren't enough, they also have to dodge dozens of predators in search of a good meal. Traveling against the river's current can be exhausting, but a calm pool behind the rocks provides a good place to rest. Near the end of the trip, salmon stop eating and their skin turns red. The pigment that colors their flesh moves into their skin as they use up stored fat. Finally, they reach a shallow location ideal for laying eggs. The females dig a nest in the gravel while the males guard against predators. A female salmon can lay more than 3,000 eggs at a time. The males protect the eggs until the females die. This journey marks the end of a salmon's life. Worn out and starving, both males and females die soon after spawning. As their bodies decompose, they provide nutrients for the next generation. After about 4 months, the salmon eggs hatch. The young fish spend several months in the river before heading to the sea. This amazing cycle begins all over again.
Let's spend some time, like this morning, just reflect, you know, what the Pastor Salama message this morning. You know, the Westminster Catechism say the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. You know, there's many ways that we can glorify God, you know. So let the Word of God just minister to you and ask ourselves today, how can we glorify God in our everyday lifestyles?
Satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Christ is enough for me. everything I need is in you. Everything I need, Christ my all in all, my joy and my salvation. And this hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back.
Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to leave my brothers and sisters that who are, you know, in search of, you know, their purpose that you have given the, in their life, in terms of, you know, where they are, maybe right at the face, but it's just the eyes not clearly see. I just ask that God, you just pour down your revelation unto them, Lord, and show them the way that you want them to pursue their life, God. And so that, you know, one thing they really strive for is to glorify you, God. And in the process, God, I just pray that, you know, we're enjoying your presence. We are enjoying yourself. God, I just ask that you give us, you know, as P. Salama was sharing this morning, you know, going against the current. There are tribulation trials that's in life and challenges in life that's supposed to make us strong, but sometimes it's hard, God. So we ask, God, that just like develop our prayer muscle, God. Develop our muscles and, you know, our EQ, AQ, whatever, God, that help us, you know, to stream against the currents, to live out that purpose that you have given us, God. Because you say that, you know, people without visions, they perish, God. And so we ask that, God, this morning, God, they give us that visions of God. And so that we have that focus, we have that visions, and we're striving for that, God. Help us, God, give us strength. Give us power, give us your anointing over my brother and sister, God. May the word they utter to the people around them is coming from you, God, and you carry that same power that touch people's life, God. Also this morning, let's, you know, put those brothers and sisters who are suffering in illnesses, in cancer, and, you know, in the process of chemo, they really suffer a lot, and let's really contend for them and pray against any side effect of the chemotherapies. Pray that, you know, healing in this painful process. Let's keep contending for those families members who do not know Christ yet. Really pray for the salvations. Pray that, you know, you become the fisherman and man, and they become the fish that you are caught for God. So let's contend for those family members who are not safe, and also pray for healing. And in the healing and in the process of suffering, they experience God's love and presence. Next slide, continue to pray for those who suffer from various infirmities. Next, let's turn to the next page. Pray for the brother and sister who is seeking work, and then pray for, you know, opportunity be opening up. Pray for favor for whatever interview they're going to. I know Haij is removed from the list, but I know he still have some interview in Hong Kong. So let's pray that, you know, those interview will go through smoothly, and he continue to have favor on Haij as well. Let's turn to today, country focus, that we are praying for the local churches. Pray for also pray for YWAMs, the various, you know, ministry that is, like, you know, the various ministry face to face, Feed the Hungry, Christian Solitarian Worldwide. These are the organizations that SB support. Just continue to pray for their work in Hong Kong, and then also pray for the leaders running this ministry. I got a message from the Central and Western Church Network this, last night. They have formed a group that is, you know, in discussion about passing a legislation redefining what is family. And so they felt that there is certain concern about how the government define family. And so they're going to have a meeting with like council members. So let's pray for those church leader who, you know, want to keep up the Christian values and understanding what is a family supposed to be. And so let's pray for, you know, favorable meeting and so that, you know, Christian value can really communicate to the government. So let's pray for the meeting that's happening today. Let's pray for the mission committees, Pastor Eugene, Jamie, John, Sarah, Jisun, Kiwan, and Janella. They are the external arm of our church, you know, to living out the calling that God gives us into our mission. So pray for God, you know, wisdom and also guidance, you know, to the mission committees, and pray for coverage over them, because as they go doing God's work, they need our backing too. Jamie is leading a team to India, so let's. They flew off yesterday, so let's pray for the team for protections, and also particularly, you know, for Jamie. They're going to minister to 300 children in a camp, and so all the resources. Let's pray for everything be in order and protections over the team. Let's continue to pray for the local outreach ministry. Pray that we can put the community center in good use. We still have a lot of capacity. So pray for, you know, the wisdom from God to how to, you know, we can better utilize the community center, and also resources, and also, you know, particularly manpower for, you know, the various outreach ministry. Pray for the people who are involved in it, that, you know, they are, you know, in terms of their walk with God, let's pray for the intimacy with their walk with God, because they are serving out of the being, not from what they're doing. So really just lift up the people who are involved in the outreach ministry. Pray that indeed, you know, we can be the light to the world. Let's continue to pray for the Hong Kong government. Pray for the wealth gap. I heard they're going to redefine the poverty line in Hong Kong soon, and the paper is coming out soon. You know, really pray for, you know, the closing of the wealth gap, revival on the revival and the city on the hill, like to China. This is the role that God gave Hong Kong. So let's pray from top down to the, you know, the people's level. That really pray for Hong Kong. Thank you. Pray for tonight evening activities, the IP team is meeting tonight, college group. Hansu is away, so pray for the gathering of the leaders leading this group. Pray for the River GIC EG classes tonight, and also the McCain House just gathering tonight. Let's live up tonight's evening activities. Thank you, God, for being with us this morning. Thank you for the message, God. And it's so powerful that, you know, reminded us that we are in the world, but not of the world, God. You reminded us that there is a purpose. There is a process for us to mature, and there's a purpose to us to achieve. And I just ask that that message continue to work in us in a more practical way. It's not just head knowledge, God, just transform it so that it can be reflected in our life. Thank you for your lesson today, this morning, God. May your word continue to, you know, engrave in our heart. And I also pray that, you know, the passion or desire to interceding for one another will continue, because that is why you created this community, God. So be with us throughout the day. Thank you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' name.